Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What happens when there's a gunman with a hostage in Marion County? Two law enforcement officers recently received training that they just might put to use should they ever encounter such a situation. Let's go in depth with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandhold. So, Sheriff, you and Lieutenant Bigouet went to some hostage training.
We're up at Camp Dodge at the Midwest Counter Drug Training Center. They offer up some free training. This happened to be a 40-hour class in hostage or crisis negotiations.
Well, so that must have been interesting.
Yeah, it gives a new aspect, I mean, to us in law enforcement. A lot of times, and you see the movies, The Negotiator, or mm-hmm. different things where hostage negotiators play a role in working out crisis situations. And for myself, and even, I believe, Lieutenant Bigwood, a lot of times we looked at the tactical side of it. We looked at, I mean, surrounding a house or kicking in doors or doing a stack going into the homes. But this really opened up our eyes to that the tactical situation isn't always the best situation. I mean, there are other options that are out there, and you have to have kind of all those tools in your toolbox to be able to use all of them for the best outcome for the citizens of Marion County.
Now, I presume there's some science behind this, that they've done a lot of study, that they've probably hundreds of test cases that they've analyzed and come to certain general patterns where you can predict what people might do and what you should say. Is that right?
To an extent. It's you never really know. I mean, all individuals are different. There's always kind of, depending on what type of crisis they're going through in their own life, kind of depends on what's going to happen in those situations. So there's really no script. What this training really did for us is it gave us more of a broad view. I mean, maybe not so much the exact that, okay, at 5 minutes into it, a person's going to do this, and 10 minutes they're going to do that, and 15 minutes, and so on. This gives us more of, okay, the person that's there in any type of situation like that is in a crisis of themselves. I mean, they're trying to work through a lot of different things in their mind of the world crashing down around them. And this hopefully gives us the skill sets to be able to talk to those people.
Well, and you probably, and all of our deputies, lieutenants, all of our law enforcement personnel in the county have a different situation than in a metro. And the fact in the metro, they're probably not going to know who they're talking to. But here, you may well know who you're talking to.
Yes, and that's correct. It is something that we may know the individuals, and sometimes that's a good thing to be able to talk to them. Sometimes it's a bad thing. I mean, if you just ended up taking the person to jail the night before, they're probably not going to really want to be the person that you talk to. What our hopes are is that people realize in any type of situation, there are options. There are outs. It's not the end of the world. I mean, and that's even on subjects that are contemplating hurting themselves. I mean, people get to the point where they think that the world's ending, that everything's crashing down around them, and they're thinking about the here and now. They're not looking at 2 weeks down the road, 2 months down the road, 2 years down the road. And sometimes people feel like they have no options, that everything is crashing down around them, that they think that the only solution may be to hurt themselves or to take their own lives. And that's not the case. There's studies, there's a lot of information out there and different things that if you can truly reach someone and work them through the here and now, that they go on to live very successful, happy lives. And that's what our goal is, whether it be in a hostage situation or just somebody's having a crisis, to be able to talk to them and know that we're there to support them. A lot of times people look at law enforcement as the bad guys, that they're taking somebody to jail, but we're ultimately, we want to be there to help the people through those difficult times.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about hostage situations with Sheriff Jason Sandhold. It's a different situation. If somebody's in their house by themselves saying that they're going to take their life, that's different than if they have a hostage, right? You approach that differently?
Yes. Yes. And, I mean, in all different aspects of it. Preservation of life is the most important thing. If somebody's in their home and they just are wanting to hurt themselves, we're there for them, just like we would be as if they had hostages. I mean, hopefully you never get to the point where somebody does have hostages, but we're there for them to help them walk through that and work through it together. And some of the skills that we learned in this training will assist in that also. Now, if the person went to the extremes that they have hostages or they've hurt somebody, sometimes the tactical side of it's the way you have to go. We obviously don't want to take anyone's lives or hurt anyone, but preservation of life means it's a big picture thing. I mean, sometimes you have to take someone's life to preserve others.
So tactical, you mean that you have deputies, law enforcement, prepared to shoot the person that's holding the hostage?
If need be. It's something that, obviously, that's not something we want to do. That's something that's the final, I mean, straw on things. If it's something where if we can work through that situation and everybody comes out safe and healthy, and that's what we want to do. But there are times that in a law enforcement situation, we're trained that sometimes you have to take someone's life. And it's not something that any law enforcement officer wants to do, but that preservation of life sometimes goes beyond the one person.
Well, and the one person, let's say that they're contemplating killing themselves, is your goal to offer them, you know, a perspective that there is something to live for? Is that your strategy?
Well, there's a lot of, I mean, different, I can't really say it's strategies or whatever I mean on it, because it's being real with somebody. There's no attempt to trick someone, I mean, on things. That's what truly the communication needs to be is open, honest communication. That, hey, there are other options. That this isn't the end of the road. That we're there to help somebody. I mean, and you hope that people understand that. You hope that people realize that it's very emotional for both sides of it, because you sit there and you think that this person, if it was the example that somebody wants to hurt themselves, what you fail to realize is that negotiator on the other end of that line truly does want that person to come out safe, I mean, and not hurt themselves. It's not something that we want that person to harm themselves or anyone else, and you get emotionally attached. I mean, it's hard.
Well, it hardly seems fair for a couple of reasons to the law enforcement person, to the negotiator. Doesn't seem fair for a couple of reasons. One is the movies have given us all kinds of false expectations. I remember years ago, there was a movie with Kevin Spacey, and he was the expert, and there were always experts that were flown in that could work magic. And so the movies have these expectations. But then there's also the expectation that a lot of these people have probably undergone years of therapy, and their therapists, professional therapists, weren't able to solve this problem with them, but then it falls to law enforcement to solve it. That hardly seems fair.
Well, it is what it is. That it's one of those things that whether it be fair or not, we as first responders, it's kind of the same type deal on car accidents, that you wish that the emergency room trauma surgeon was the first responder that got there to help out, but that's not realistic. That's not the case. So a lot of times it's a deputy or police officer, trooper, that ends up being the first one. And all of a sudden now, not only were we the law enforcement aspect of it, we're the medical side of it until the medical help gets there. And this is very similar to that. It's I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, but I feel that if we're willing to have a genuine interest in helping people and can talk to them and communicate with them, that those people hopefully recognize that hey, this isn't a psychologist, this isn't a psychiatrist, but it's somebody that cares that's on the other line.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about hostage situations with Sheriff Jason Sandholt. You and I both know that not everybody is made to do this, that not everybody has the temperament, the ability to communicate, the right attitude, empathy. There's a whole lot. In fact, most people can't do this, can they?
Well, I think it's something that I hope that all law enforcement officers, in a way, use the skill sets that we've talked about here today in their daily performance. That genuine caringness. I mean, the things if somebody feels that you care about them, I mean, they're a lot more open to you than if you're not. I mean, caring. So it's whether or not somebody can do it or not. I mean, I hope to send more deputies to it. And I think we're very lucky here in Marion County that we do have law enforcement that cares. And it doesn't always work out. I mean, I sit there and when you ask that question or whatever, I'm sitting in my mind thinking about, well, am I the right person? I mean, a lot of times as a sheriff, I'm the incident commander or not. And that's why Lieutenant Bigelow went along with me to kind of be that main guy. And we'll send more people, hopefully Knoxville Police Department, Pella Police Department, Pleasantville. We'll send people with it also. But I think that the skill set that you're looking for or that you mentioned is somebody that truly cares and has a strong backbone to know that in this training, we listened to a situation where it was a subject that wanted to hurt themselves that went 11 hours. And throughout this whole training, they played bits and pieces of this discussion, this negotiation throughout. And everybody's thinking it was a very educated person that wanted to harm themselves, and it was a very good negotiator on the other end. And they were talking back and forth. And at one point, you're thinking, okay, this person's going to help them out. It's going to save their life. They're going to come out and get the help they need. Next minute, you think, oh, this is going bad. And it ultimately ended up, after that long thing, the person still ended up taking their own life. And it was very disheartening hearing that, because you could hear in that negotiator's voice how much they truly cared, how much they truly wanted this person. They developed in that 11-hour conversation a friendship. And I think the negotiator felt like he failed because he didn't get the person to come out. But you can't look at it like that. I mean, you have to look at he did the best he could do in that situation, and the person chose to do what they wanted to do.
Well, and it's one of those events that is so rare. Well, it'd be nice if it was even more rare, but it's not like you get to practice it all the time. It's not like it's going to happen enough times over the course of your career. You're going to get good at it.
I hope I never get good at it in regards to that that same thing. I hope that Lieutenant Bigelow and I, going through this training, that we won't need it. I mean, but facts are, sometime in Lieutenant Bigelow's career or my career, we're going to. That it's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be times that we're probably going to have to use the skills that we learned. And we're comfortable. We're a lot better off now than we were 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, on knowing what to do. And that's the whole objective in my mind, is the training. That it's, you hope you never have to use the training that we receive, but at least now we're a step closer if the situation ever does arise here in Marion County.
Well, now I'm sort of curious, is this a mandatory training, or is this something that you and Lieutenant Bigelow took on your own initiative?
It's something that it's not, quote, mandatory, because there's people that have discussions with individuals in a time of need that aren't through the 40-hour training. It's to be certified to, I mean, be a, quote, certified hostage crisis negotiator, you need this training. There's also advanced training beyond this. But to, I guess, to have the title of a certified trainer, you need this 40-hour class. Doesn't mean that somebody else can't talk to somebody that doesn't have it. But in my mind, it was very beneficial for the two of us to go through it, especially in most situations like this in Marion County. I'm probably going to be the incident commander. It's really nice to have someone else trained that knows the process on all aspects of it.
Thanks to Sheriff Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.